Obviously, you know, I'm thrilled to finish on the podium in a championship. You know, naturally, I'm a competitor. I'd love to try and win it, but, you know, there's really fierce competition here. And so to come third is really, really pleasing.
Could you tell me a little bit more about your horse today?
So she was owned by originally owned by the girl who's my yard manager, who came and groomed for me at various championships and badminton and that sort of thing. And so she kindly let me ride her, and I've got some other people that own her called the Bennetts. And so the lady that owns is Imogen Merston, her mother, and the Bennetts owner as well. So they've had a great time with her, and she's been a super horse. So this season she's just seemed to have gone from strength to strength.
She's done really well today as well. What do you find the ground's been like, considering it's so hot today, and how have you found the whole heat in general?
Oh, the going's been pretty good. You know, it's always tough at Gatcombe because there's so much undulations and you're running across the camber, so it is a venue that's really hard to go fast at. But listen, you know, they've worked really hard on the ground. I saw the tractors out this morning, the warm-ups for the dressage, so that's something really appreciate. As to the heat, I'm an Aussie, so I love it.
The atmosphere is so great here at the Magic Millions Festival of Great British Eventing. How do you feel being here and the atmosphere being here and just everything around the place?
Yeah, listen, every time there's a championship on, you know, it's something we try and strive to do well at. And yeah, a great atmosphere. It's nice. It's actually nice and calm for the dressage. So we feel as a rider, we can really get the best out of our horses. But, you know, there's a real buzz when you go across to the other side, and riding, particularly on the cross country when you go into the bowl, you know, it's a bit of a buzz and you can really feel the atmosphere there. So, yeah, it's a great atmosphere.
And going to be in a great buzz from your third place today. How are you feeling going into the rest of the competition for the Open tomorrow?
I've got a couple in the Open. Again, you know, it's fierce competition. There's some really good riders on some really good horses, and I know they're going to be doing their best to win it. So I've got, you know, quite an experience, or I've got a very experienced horse and a less experienced horse, so hopefully they'll go well. But, you know, it's a sort of competition you can't give away a mark.
So what are your thoughts on the competition tomorrow with the course and the show jumping as well? What do you think are going to be the trickiest elements?
Well, the show jumping here, Dye Body always makes a really tough course. It'll be big and technical. So, you know, that's the first thing that we've got to try and negotiate. But then, of course, Gatcombe's fame for no one being able to make the time, although a few people have snuck in the last few years. But time is just so, so influential in the cross country. And I think this year will be even tougher because right at the far end of the where they've got the water fence, we seem to sort of circle around ourselves about three or four times. And so, again, that just breaks the rhythm up of the horses and, you know, it'll be hard to go quickly. So it'll be about time tomorrow, which makes for an exciting competition.
It's definitely going to be an exciting day tomorrow. So what are you going to be doing to prepare yourself tonight for tomorrow?
Well, it's my head girl Charlotte's birthday tonight, so we're going to be having a bit of a barbecue. So I better not have too much champagne then, had I? But no, we're going to celebrate with her barbecue. You know, she works really hard for us, and you know, so her birthday's tonight, so we're going to enjoy it.